For the maski beik ishir arya ushvacha, where the bal chayv, where the money that you owe me was against the karker and the shvach, then the bal chayv has a right to collect it all. For the way masik beik elik ishir arya, here we're talking about, no, the chayv that you owe me the money is only the value of the karka. The extra shvach that I'm taking back, I really don't have a right to take it. So then avada, the bal chayv has to pay back the shvach to the lekech. Omalei said back to him, honich leman diyoma iyis lezuzi lekeach. If Lakeach has money, then the Baal Chayv can't take it away from him. Lakeach has money. Take away the Baal Chayv. So now, this is the question: when the Baal Chayv comes to collect the money, so one man diyama says, "Yis lezuzi lakeach." Again, if Lakeach has money, still he can't throw away the Baal Chayv. This kark is meshuba to the Baal Chayv. This Reuven has a right to collect this kark that Shimon the Baal Chayv sold. Then Shapir is good. But elu leman diyama, iyis lezuzi lakeach. If this lakeach that bought the karker of Shimon has money, motzi mesav lebal chayv, he has a right to say to the bal chayv, true, you have a right to collect this property. Why? Because Shimon owes you money. Here's the money that he owes you. If so, let lakeach say, he have lezuzi, have mesakin lecha mikuli arya. If I would have had money, I would have got you off this whole property. Hashta, now that what? I don't have money, and you want to take away the shvach, you have no right to take it away. Havli geruya darya shir shvachi, you should have to leave me over a small part of the karka, the value of that shvach. In other words, you only have a right to get the value from me. So if you're taking away the karka with the shvach, you're taking away more than I really owe you. So leave me over some karka. How come here Shmuel says no, he has the right to bachar to take away the whole karka? Or Malays, we said back to him, Hocha v'may askinon, you know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin dishav yinalei apoytiki. So here's a special case where he made an apoytiki. The Omalei, he said like this, that when Reuven first lent money to Shimon, Shimon wrote back an apoytiki saying, lo yehe lecho proin elemezeh, that Yishnu, I'll pay you back from this karka. Therefore, this karka, the way it is right now, is mishubid to the Baal Chayv. It's Meshubah to Reuven. Therefore, when Shimon sold his karka to Levi, let's say, so whatever Levi does to the karka, it's like he's doing it into Reuven's karka. That's why here Reuven has a right to take away the whole karka. Then, if the shvach is more than the Chayv is really worth, then he just has to pay him back the shvach. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that tzaddik vov amar aleph. Came by the two dots. Amar Rova. Rova says like this. Gozal v'hishbiach. Let's say gazlin he stole, and by the gazlin it became better. He stole, let's say, a cow and he made it fatter. Umocher, and then the gazlin sold it to somebody else. Or else gozal, the gazlin he stole, v'hishbiach, and he made it better. For Hirush, and now the gazlin died and gave it to Yerusha, to his son. So loch here also is Mashe Hishbiach Mochar and Mashe Hishbiach Hirush. The shvach that the gazlin has, like the gazlin has the right to keep it, like we learned before, and therefore now that he sold it, the lokeach keeps the shvach. Even though the guf of the gzela goes back to the nigza when we catch him, but the shvach stays by the gazlin. But yet that he sold it, the meicher also has the right to keep it, the lokeach. The same thing the Yerusha. The sons, they have a right to keep the shvach. The shvach does not go back to the nigzal. Like we had before, the pshat is the nigzal takes back the karka with the shvach, and the nigzal has to give the money, the value of the shvach, the nigzal will have to give back either to the lakeach or to the yerush. Nothing more so like this. Boy Rova. Rova had another shayla. Heshbiach oive kechove mahal. Let's say Pasha the Goy made the gzela, a Goy stole, and now by the Goy, he was Mashbiach. He made the cow better. And now we caught it, and we want to take it away from him. So what's the halacha? Does the Goy have a right to keep the Shvach or not? Omalei Ravachim Medifta Ravina. So Ravachim Medifta said to Ravina, Takanta Liyavikachovim Nekov and Eved. Should we make a Takana for Goy? In other words, really, Lemaisa, this is a Gezel. Like the guy stole, it doesn't belong to him, he stole somebody else's shor. So Lochra is, now that we catch him, he has to give it back. And really the whole thing should go back to the Nigzal with the Shvach. By a Jew, it's a takana we had before, that we let the Jew keep the Shvach. But that's only by a Jew that we make such a takana. But avada by a goy, we don't make such a takana. Therefore, the Lochra is postured, the Gazlin, the Nigzal, has a right to take back this whole shore with the Shvach, and he keeps the Shvach. So Omalei, they said back to Mashallah, was like this. Omalei loy tzuricha kogoyin tezavne li Yisrael. We're talking about that after the goy stole it, now the goy sold it to Yisrael. And by the Yisrael, he was mashpich, it became worth more. So Mora says though, soif soif but so what? Habo mach masoivik echovim, hareyu koivik echovim. Since this Jew bought it off a goy, he can't be better than the goy. So just like by the goy, the shvach would still go back to the nigzal, now that the Jew bought it off the goy, it should have the same halacha. So Gemara says like this, the case is, lo tzricha terik goin de gozal Yisrael. Could be no. First, a Jew was the one that made the gzela. A Jew stole it. Vizav ben alei, and then he sold it to a goy. Vihizbiach oivik echovim. And now by the goy, he worked over the shore, made it much fatter. He was mashbiach the shore. And the case was, vohodar oivik echovim vizav ben alei Yisrael. And now the goy went ahead and sold it back to a Jew. So that's the shaila. Namaho. How do we look at it now? Mai. Mi amrinu, do we say, kivan de mi kori Yisrael, since the first gazlan here was a Yisrael, and if it would have been by him the shvach, he would be able to keep the shvach. For hoda Yisrael, and at the end also it ended up by a Yisrael, even though in between it was by a goy, but it ended up by Yisrael also. So therefore, maybe avdi rabbonu takanto. Therefore, the rabbonu should make a takana that since the first gazlan was a Jew, and it ended up by a Jew, so the shvach that they put on here should stay by the gazlan. He has a right to keep the shvach. He only gives back, like true, the nigzal takes the whole thing back, but the nigzal will have to pay the value of the shvach back to the Jew. Oy dilma, maybe no. Kivon diyiko evik echovim biyemtza, since there's a guy in between in the middle here, if so, le avdi le rabbona takanto, therefore maybe the rabbona did not make the takana, since it went through a guy, therefore the nigzal has a right to receive the whole thing back with the shvach. So, teiku, is the more obliged by teiku. There's a shiloh, if the end Jew has a right to keep the shvach or not, so chur we say teiku. Therefore, the chur, the locha should be is that the gazl, the nigzal, has a right to get the whole thing back, and he would not have to pay him back the shvach. That would the chur be like a moitzu mechadei roi olof haraya. Although the locha is brought down taka that this any Yisrael has a right to keep the shvach, however, if the nigzal is tofas the shvach, then the nigzal has a right to keep it. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa. Papa says like this. Hai man de gozal diklo michavroi. If somebody stole the dekel, a palm tree, from his friend, the kotle, and he like killed it. Here killing it, l'chura, means that he cut it off. He cut down the tree. You stole your friend's tree, and you were kotle. You cut it down. So Gemara says, Afa gav, tishadye mi'ar yolarya. D-day, even though after you cut down his palm tree, you took it and you brought it into your land, still not koni, it's not called a kinyan. You're not koner it, like you still have a din gzeil, you still have to return it. There's no kinyan shin over here. My time, what's the reason? Mikora dikla mikri, vashtonami dikla mikri. It's not called a shinu mais, it's not called a shinu ashein. Before it was called a palm tree, and now it's called a palm tree. So mais is like a gzeila that you have to return it. What about Diklo V'Ovid Guve? Let's say it was a dekel, it was a palm tree, and you cut it down, and now you cut off branches. You have the branches of the palm tree. So Gemara says again, Lekoni, still you're not Koni. You have to return the branches. Why? Because Hashtamiyo Guvo the Diklo Mikri, it's still called branches of the palm tree. It's not called the Shinu Mais, the Shinu Hashem. It's still called the same way it was before. What about Guve? Let's say you stole these branches. V'yavdini kishuri. but you made it into beams. You made it into a beam. If you make it into a beam, that's called the Shinu Mai. That's called the Shinu Hashem. Therefore, Koni. Because before it was called a branch, and now it's called a beam. Therefore, Yekona. What about Kishuri? Let's say you stole the beam, Ravravi. V'yavdinu Kishuri Zutri. You stole the big beam, and now you made it into a small beam. So like honey, that's not called the Kinyan. You still have a Chiv HaYishiv HaSagazelo. What about Avdinu Kitzatisa? Let's say you made it into crush, you made it into boards. Not just on a big beam, but now you made it into a board, like Rashi says, Kiroshim. Koni, that's also called the Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maisi Yekono. Omar Rava, Rava says like this, Hayman de Goza Luliva, if somebody steals a luluf, the branch from a palm tree, a luluf, Avdinin Hutsi Koni, if you made it into Hutsi, that means Rashi says, Shenesakin Ola Ola Minashedra, like you made leaves out of the luluf, you opened it up into leaves, you made leaves out of it. So that's called the kinyan. It's not the same thing, it's not called the luluf anymore. You made it into hutzitz kono. Timikoru luliva, because before it was called the luluf mikri. Fahashta hutza, now it's called hutz, now it's called like branches, it's called like leaves, it's something else. What about hutza v'yavdino chufiya? Before it was called Hutza, it was called like these branches. Now you made it into Chufi, you made it into a broom. Rashi says, Shaboy Mechabdin es Abayis. You would like sweep the floor with it. V'choyle kol Hutza l'shnayim. Like you cut each branch into two. So, and therefore, Taki Yukono, because the Rashi says, Lehodra, you can't return it, you can't make it back again into it. What it was before. So you made it from branches into a broom, that you would be koina. Like the Gemara says, Mikoro Hutza, Fahashta Chufya. What about Chufya? You have this broom, V'yavdina Shashura, and you made a string out of the broom, made into like strong pieces, long pieces into a Hevel. Rashi says, Lekona, Hina Kona, my time, what's the reason? Tohoda Sosaloi, the heavy Chufya. Because you could like cut the string, you could cut the branches, and that would make it back into a broom again. Therefore, this is not called a kinyan. This is not called the shinui. Now the Gemara says, "Boyi Rav Papa." Papa asked a shadow like this: "Nechlako hatiyumis mahu." Again, you stole this luluf, and now you split the top leaves, the tiyumis, which we know by hilchas luluf. That makes the luluf puzzle. Rashi says, "Kaf toimer." The top leaves of the top leaf of the lulav, that's called the tiumis. So if you split it into half, mahal, what's the locha? Is it still kosher or not? Is it called shinui or not? So Mora says like this. Toshima. The Yomer Rav Moson, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Nitlo Hatiyumis Posel. By a luluf, if you take off the top leaf, the luluf becomes posel. So our Shiloh was just about Nechlekot, not that if you took it off, just Nechlekot split in half.